Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. Hey, are you trying to recover and maybe even fall pregnant naturally? I thought that might be you. And if so, we have created our best ever yet resource for you. Totally free. This is a masterclass. I've called it my masterclass because I have put everything into this, right? This masterclass is designed for you if you have HA or have had HA and are dealing with suboptimal cycles and you're serious about restoring those babies to full optimization and you want to create the ideal foundation for a pregnancy. This is going to be for you. So in this masterclass, I'm going to provide you a lot of things, including a lot of case studies, mine, Ashley's and Mishi's, as well as lots of our past clients and what their challenges were and what they had to do to overcome it. And we cover a really wide variety of types of cases of HA. So everything from primary amenorrhea and missing periods for years and years to short-term amenorrhea and what we did to handle that situation as well, and how long it took these people to go from HA to pregnant with this system, and how long it took them to go from HA to ovulating, of course, with this system. So lots of information, lots of case studies, lots of stats. We go through why this is not a weight gain plan and how we actually divide you into phases, the three phases of HA, and determine what your starting point is so that you have a good idea of where you need to start with your actual changes in lifestyle and nutrition changes. We even cover questions like HA and people with a normal BMI and recovery for people who have had HA for too long. There's so much in this 60-minute masterclass. Y'all, I'm impressed. And at the end, I'll also be running you through how to get a free HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis through us, which is a part of our process for recovery and preconception clients that we're happily going to give you for free $99. As a massive thank you, of course, for joining the masterclass. So go to thehasociety.com/masterclass or head to our website and you'll find a link for it and find when the next available presentation is going to be. That's thehasociety.com/masterclass.
Hey, this is Heidi from California and you're listening to the HA Podcast.
These are three must-haves to have a successful online coaching practice. This is what I truly believe you need to have in place in order to be a successful online fertility coach who actually gets clients. And you don't need to have 100 million followers. We were full-time by the time we were at like 1,500 followers or something like that. That's not a relevant metric. These are actually the things I genuinely, truly, with all my heart believe are more important. It could be like a little controversial because a lot of people will say like, don't worry about your website and yada yada, like you need to have an online presence. And while that's true, I think that making sure those things, those website back end things that I'm gonna share with you today, making sure those are optimized really helps you be able to focus on the whole having an online presence. So you have somewhere to actually send those people to. And I really don't think you need to have like multiple years of established online presence, because we didn't, in order to have a successful business. That can be younger as long as these things I share with you today are in place. Now, I have a lot of actual experience with online marketing. This is not my first rodeo. I've learned a lot along the way and I've done a lot of trial and error. And this is just what I found works for this community and also for people who don't have already a lot of experience, right? Like tons of testimonials and things that they can point to. And just a heads up,
Our coach certification is actually opening in about a week. And so that's why the next few videos of content or the one before this have been based on fertility coaching. I am not changing this channel to be all about business. That's not the case, but just in honor of the fact that our coach certification is opening for enrollment coming up, I'm posting about it a lot, but we'll be back to our regular, like just talking about HA stuff soon. But maybe you'll find this interesting because a lot of people are curious about the path from HA or to HA coach, like this is, or just some kind of online coach, right? And like, is it possible? And it is possible. Ashley and I are both full-time and we have a part-time employee. And this is all we do really, right? Besides now the certification. Anyway, so let's get to it. The very first thing that you need to have in place in order to be a successful online HA coach, it's a website. I see people skip out on this all the time. And I have never like loved social media, and I love websites. So I do have a bias there, but you need to cut through the noise, and people are going to your website to make a purchase in my experience. At least this is my philosophy. There are a lot of people out there talking about making sales in the DMs and stuff, but at the end of the day, you don't own any of your platforms and they could be taken, hacked. I had my Facebook hacked, so now we can never run ads. Like we need to figure it out because I've been like banned for life because someone hacked me. If we lost our Instagram, I don't care because we have multiple other platforms and because my website is actually my main driver for business. Most of our leads come through Google searches, which includes YouTube videos and things because you can search for YouTube videos on Google, but my website is optimized to be found online. So that's a factor. And every other platform, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, sends people to our website. And when they get to my website, I don't want them leaving. High bounce rates, meaning when someone comes and then just like leaves immediately, high bounce rates are common and you're not gonna have 100%, but you want that number to be good as possible, right? 20% bounce rate, I think, is pretty good. We have much higher than that. When someone lands on my website, I want them to be like, yes, this is for me. This person is talking to me. If it's right for them. So really making sure that your entire website is optimized to capture the person that you are trying to sell to, chef's kiss, very important in my personal opinion. You wanna be talking to them about the problem that they're trying to solve. You don't wanna be confusing or vague about it. You wanna be to the point, you wanna hit their emotions and pain points, and you wanna invite them to make a clear and obvious action, which would be booking a call with you, applying, doing your webinar, like whatever it is you want them to do, it needs to be clear and on the website. So I just think that's the most important thing. The second thing, it's not necessarily like, oh, you have to have this, but it's a reassurance and a strategy. You don't have to have tons of testimonials to get your first client. Milk your own story until you have that. If you don't have tons and tons of people, you probably shouldn't be out the gate like charging like an expert would. Start small, but you still have a right to help people. Milk your story. This is who I was. This is what I did. This is what I achieved. And make sure that your results are clear so people see your result and say, yeah, I want that too. I see she did that. If you feel weird about being like, well, I don't have a lot of experience, don't say you have a lot of experience. Don't lie. Just milk your own story and find the person that resonates with you most. That's exactly what I did to get my first client. I'll tell you right now, my first client was a registered dietitian and she was great. And we still have a relationship to this day. So don't have to have an ego about it.
Hey, do you know what your blind spots are? As in, do you know what it is, what the thing is that is holding you back from getting your period back? Look, it could be an absolute plethora, cornucopia of things, but in our practice, the first place we tend to go is what behaviors and habits do you have around food that you may be still doing? And these are called blind spots because we just don't necessarily always know that they're an unhelpful habit, or that it's something that we're doing, whether it be a subconscious or conscious need to control our food or our body, or whether it be something that you've just done for so long that it feels normal and like a preference even. We have created a checklist. It's a 3-page checklist that goes through food types, behaviors around food, and mindsets around food. And what you do is you go through the lists and you check off and you see which ones are you doing, whether it be daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and how are they potentially affecting your recovery today? So it's a really simple checklist. It's just 3 pages. You go through it. There's a very simple scoring system to help you figure out how much this may be impacting your recovery. And it's just an insightful thing for you to do to help you reflect. And then you can journal about it, or you can learn more about it and just start really working at any of the boxes that you checked and understanding that they're playing a role in your recovery. So to get the checklist, all you have to do is go to thehasociety.com/blindspot, and we'll send it straight through to you. You can print it off and you can check on it every now and then. I always recommend a reflection point every 4 to 6 weeks. How are you going? Are you still checking that behavior off, or have you, systematically kicked it to the curb? So check it out. It's thehasociety.com/blindspot, and it will be waiting for you there.
And then the third one, of course, is some kind of education or credential. Do you have to? I don't know. Maybe you can figure out how not to. I actually didn't have any very specific credentials for what we do. When I first started, I started our podcast and business and then studied at the same time as trying to grow that business. But when I got my qualifications, I took my pricing up, I built my confidence, and our results were better too, obviously, because I had more skills, more knowledge. Put yourself in a program, whether you're starting coaching or not. So obviously we have a certification, and there are lots of great women's hormone health certifications out there that you could try. I love them all. I've done quite a few of them. Ashley's done quite a few of them. What we've done is the first ever HA specific. It's a fully accredited program to HA holistic HA practitioner certification, specifically for helping practitioners work with women with HA. So we have a lot of people going through it for the first time, coming from totally different industries, who are thinking of maybe making the jump to do something else. And they want to learn the information at the same time. And we have a lot of people who maybe they're PTs, fitness coaches, and they're trying to add this into their practice. And that's very smart. And I really, if you are a fitness coach or something like that, I 10 out of 10 recommend you do some specific HA coaching, because it will make you a better coach to your clients. Not only will you just feel more confident in I have this right. Danny told me on the course that I passed the tests, I have the knowledge, I've done the practicum. We have you work with 2 real clients. And if you can't find clients, volunteer clients, we find them for you, utilizing our HA Society community for you to work with. So when you go and start your practice, you already have 2 people. So that's 2 people that you could put a quote up on your website from about their experience with working with you, or maybe you even help them get their period back during the practicum, and you have that success. And now you have that experience and that clout. Doing a course like this where you're able to work directly with a client, I can't recommend enough. Our certification is specifically for people who want to work with women with HA. So I recommend it. And if you sign up in the early bird timeframe, which is the first 48 hours of enrollment on March 5th or 6th, one of them, I'll put it up on the screen. You'll get a year's worth of access to our alumni to help have conversations like this about growing and building businesses with myself and Ashley and Mishi on our team. There's just tons of bonuses. You should go and check it out. But that is what I think are the 3 most important things. It's not that hard to get a business started. If you feel like this is the path for you, there are a lot of women out there struggling and they need you and your specific niche, right? You could be someone who helps women with HA who are also athletes, who helps women with HA who are also vegetarians, who help women with HA and their mothers already. You could do all kinds of specifics. There are so many women that need help, and your specific area of expertise and experience might be the thing. And one of our most commonly asked questions is, should you be studying, should you be training or preparing to do this while you still have HA? And that's a good question. We actually give discounts and things to our students for our coaching to help them move faster through their own process to get closer to recovery so that they can start their business. But there's absolutely zero problem with studying and learning about the issue while you're going through it. And in fact, we have seen many clients recover while going through the certification program, we just encourage women to be recovered by the time they start a business. But if I could have gone through something like this before I was recovered and before I had plans to start the business, well, I would have been multiple steps ahead so I could start charging more for my practice and things like that. So I actually think it's a really smart move for someone with HA. Low-key disagree when they're like, I'm gonna wait till I recovered, because it's like, well, what if this is really helpful for you? Always multiple women in the cohorts who are doing the same thing. So it's like its own little community of people who are like nerding out and learning, who also happen to want to pay it forward in the future. So that's that. Have a really great website. Milk your own story on your page if you don't have a whole bunch of testimonials and results yet. And get studying, do the course. I recommend our HA practitioner certification, and you can learn more about that in the link below. Okay, guys, we'll see you next week. I hope this was a helpful video, and if you enjoyed it, like and subscribe. Bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are. And that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place, and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other Like, you've just, your body's been through anything, you know? You're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now. And the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day. And I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic. It's made from Australian beef. And my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.